The Christmas reindeer is universally associated with Santa Claus, riding in from the far north to present gifts to children on Christmas Day. Yes, we're all familiar with the traditional image of Santa's eight reindeers that magically pull his sleigh through the sky. Reindeers, in fact, were ancient domestic animals, as witnessed by prehistoric rock paintings and by ancient artifacts made with parts of the animal. Through the centuries, reindeer have become a beloved symbol of Christmas. But all is not well this year for reindeers, as reports show that an iconic reindeer herd, once the largest in the world, has shrunk to a fraction of its former size. A Canadian government survey shows that the country's George River herd, once numbered over 8,000 reindeers, now only counts 27,500. This dramatic decline has left local Indigenous people fearful for its survival. Survival International, an organisation working for tribal people's rights worldwide, has issued a report explaining that one of the major factors of the reindeer's decline is continued mining and mineral exploration. Jonathan Mazawa, Survival's head of media and advocacy, told me that the reindeer, known as caribou in North America, are central to the lives and culture of many Indigenous people in the subarctic. Their falling numbers have left local Indigenous people fearful for their very existence.
It's part of what seems to be a long-term problem that nobody really understands, which is that this massive reindeer herd that used to number anywhere between 800,000 and 900,000 animals, all migrating together across the subarctic lakes and forests of northern Canada. It's been in a dramatic decline for many years, and the scientists are completely stumped as to why this is happening. But besides being a serious problem for the reindeer and for the scientists who are trying to work out the reasons behind this dramatic drop in their population, it's also extremely serious for the area's Indigenous people, for whom the reindeer, or caribou as it's known in North America, is an extremely important animal, both symbolically and culturally, and also for their livelihood. So the Indigenous people of that area are extremely worried and concerned as to why these numbers are dropping so alarmingly. I mean, the recent survey suggested that there are now only around 27,000 animals left from 800,000. And the Indigenous people blame the very rapid industrialization of this area and the quite aggressive push on behalf of the provincial governments there to open up the area to what one might call mega projects. That's to say, things like very big hydroelectric dam schemes and road building and mining. And they say that it's this that is responsible for the reindeer's decline.
Well, that's very plausible. I mean, like other animals, they migrate. So if a man cuts off the migration routes, I can well see that happening.
Exactly. The Indigenous people say that it's pretty clear that that must be the reason, and the scientists have not come up with any alternative explanation. And I think the Indigenous people want to highlight this dramatic drop in the reindeer numbers because they want the government to pause in its push to industrialize this area. There are several schemes that are imminently being given the go-ahead, and they particularly want to be consulted about the nature of these projects and where they happen and so on. For example, they are very worried about a mining exploration program that's just getting underway in Quebec and Labrador in eastern Canada, which is actually in the calving grounds of this herd. So they are using this recent survey showing that this drop in the caribou or reindeer numbers is continuing to highlight these problems and press the government to pause for a minute and actually consult with the Indigenous people properly before they give any more green lights to these kinds of projects.
This is a situation that is mirrored across the world in different examples. I can think of the rhinos in South Africa. I can think of the tigers in Asia. And it's really to do also with the loss of biodiversity. It's really to do with non-respect for indigenous peoples, isn't it?
That's right. That's absolutely right. And what's particularly sad about this, which, as you say, is a wider problem, is that very often it's the indigenous people who get blamed for the drop in the numbers of these species. I mean, in the case of the reindeer, for example, the provincial authorities are now talking about banning the hunting of the reindeer by the indigenous people, which would be extremely serious for them because it's a very important part of their livelihood. And they say, well, hang on a minute, we're not the ones responsible for this huge drop in numbers, and the small numbers that we take for food cannot possibly significantly affect the size of this herd. And the same thing happens, as you say, in places like East Africa, where very often local people hunting for food get, you know, they get labeled as poachers and are either prohibited from hunting or thrown out of areas that were once their homelands when these areas get turned into game reserves and so on in an attempt to protect these populations. So it's part of a broader issue, I suppose, in which indigenous people very much see themselves as guardians and custodians of the environment and the wildlife that lives in it.
I was speaking to an anthropologist who was saying exactly this. They are the people who can help the rest of the world understand what's happening. They're the people who are on the front lines of, for example, climate change. And so they're the people we have to listen to if we want to conserve our planet.
Absolutely, yes. And any of your listeners who are interested can go to the Survival International website, and there are several picture galleries there which we have attempted to illustrate this fact that it's the indigenous people who very often live in the areas with greatest biodiversity who are the ones who we should see now as guardians or custodians of many of the places, the remaining places in the world that we see as precious for everybody. Their preservation we see as something very important for the whole of humanity. And I think what's most important is that when those people in power or with authority are taking decisions on what to do with these lands, that they consult and listen to the voices of those people who have always lived in them and who have looked after them best.
Let's just end with a Christmas wish for these reindeers and for the Innu population.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think the Innu people, the indigenous people of Quebec and Labrador, would like for nothing more at Christmas than to be able to safeguard this reindeer population and to look after it, they feel, as they have for literally thousands of years. And I think they feel that they can do that very well if they're just given the respect, really, to be listened to and to be consulted and to be treated as equals. That would be their wish, I think.
Pope Benedict XVI is seen as the Green Pope. He's made many calls for the conservation of creation, of the planet, and of biodiversity. He's often spoken of the respect for indigenous peoples. Do you think this voice is important in your battle?
I think it is. I mean, the Catholic Church obviously has a very important historic role amongst Canada's Indigenous peoples and a continuing one. It's a relationship that you know, has had its problems, certainly, but there are many Indigenous people in Canada who are devout Catholics. And I think that if they feel that there is a sympathetic ear in the Vatican, I think they would draw comfort from that.